Darling, is everything all right? It's 2:50 in the morning, and you're not even in your pajamas. No, sweetie, you didn't wake me up. I was just dozing anyway. I don't sleep properly when you're not next to me. What are you doing? Working. Angel, I know how important work is to you, and I know at the moment, with absences, sickness, holidays, you're doing the job of three, but I don't think anybody will begrudge you for taking care of yourself. When do you have work? 5 hours? 5.5, maybe? If you keep burning the midnight oil like this, you're going to make yourself sick. No. No, I don't think you can have 10 more minutes. Let's have a look at what you're working on. Spreadsheet. Presentation. Rotas. Oh, well, this all looks very important. It all looks so very serious and complicated. What would happen if I were to just close the lid of the laptop? What would happen? Nothing, exactly. The company isn't going to crash around your ears because you dared to get some sleep. Come on. Come on. I will carry you. I am strong enough. If there were ever a point of doing squats, it's to carry protesting, bloody-minded girlfriends to bed. Come on. It's so late, it's actually early. Look at the sky through the window. It's not even black anymore, it's just very dark purple. And then it'll be pink and orange. And whilst staying up all night to watch the sunrise with you sounds amazing. Sadly, we both do have rent and bills to pay. And I know you are effortlessly beautiful all of the time, maddeningly so. But I need my beauty sleep. Good girl, come on, bed. I can't believe you haven't even changed out of your office clothes. Have you eaten tonight? Yeah? Yeah, what did you have then? Oh, come on, is that all you've had for dinner? I'm not having this, right? Tomorrow, you are leaving that bloody desk at 5 o'clock sharp, okay? And coming home, I will make you dinner, something with lots and lots of calories in it. Something delicious. Followed by something sweet. And I'm going to sit and watch you eat every mouthful. And after that, I'm going to run you a bath. And you, my love, are then going to dry your hair, cuddle up with me, and you'll get an early night. Don't think I haven't noticed. You're tired all the time. I think the only reason you haven't fallen down yet is because you're running on caffeine and energy bars. I swear, at the end of this financial year, they better give you the mother of all pay rises. Or at the very fucking least, some recognition for how hard you've been working. You're amazing. You are. And I am in great admiration of how dedicated you are. How personally you take on every single challenge that's put before you, but I won't let you put your health in jeopardy. Nothing's worth that. Come on, why don't I help you get undressed? You've been struggling with the same buttons for the past minute. Come on, gorgeous. Let's just get you out of this very pretty top, very work appropriate, so professional. There we go. Well, you have very pretty shoulders. I can't help but kiss them. And the bra. Let's just unclip this. No. No, darling, that's not where this is going. Despite how fucking sexy you are. Like I said, I'm not going to jeopardize your health for anything. Not even to satisfy my own rather selfish and rapidly growing wants. Sleep. We're sleeping. And let's just get these pants down. What do you want to sleep in? Got, let's have a look. What have I got in the drawer? Flannel pajamas. No, they might be a little bit warm. Satin. These are nice. Purple. Stars on. Nice and slinky. Come on, let's put this on. Left arm through the sleeve, please. Thank you. And the other arm. At least you've taken your makeup off. Brush your teeth. Come on. No, no, no. Put the fucking phone down. My alarm is set, I think, for roughly the same time as you need to be awake. You can just get up with mine. Come on. Bed. Oh. I know your side is cold. That's what happens. I sleep on my side of the bed, get it all toasty, and yours gets all chilly and like an ice block. No, I am not switching sides with you. I love you, Angel. But I've been cultivating that mattress warmth for a good few hours. What about if I cuddle you instead? Happy compromise. Okay. Come here. Get under the duvet. It does smell good, doesn't it? I bought new fabric conditioner. Oh, I had some silly Poncy name, what was it called? I don't know, something twee, morning plum, something like that. Why the time of day affects the scent of a plum, I don't know, but hey ho. Your head on my chest. Yeah. I'm not leaning on your hair, am I? No, good. Come on, let me put my arm around you. Oh. This is my favorite part of the day, you know. Cuddling up with you and saying goodnight. I can kiss you on the forehead if I want. I've got you all wrapped up in my arms. You're not going anywhere. If I want to stroke your hair, kiss you on the forehead and tell you that even after working all day, you're still the prettiest girl in the world, then I can. My bed, my rules. Oh, sorry, our bed, I do apologize. Are you comfy? Yeah. Good. Just you seem a little fidgety. Overtired. Tell you what then. How about, instead of counting sheep, or counting backwards in multiples of seven or whatever, to try and get you to sleep, how about I count all the things that I love about you until you fall asleep? Does that sound good? Yeah? All right. You feel so soft. Me too. All soft and delicate. You're just perfect. Like a flower. I'm not being slow.
slushy or sappy. I'm tired. Leave me alone. I'm tired. When I'm tired, I get mushy. All my defenses go down. Do you want these compliments or not? Yeah? Well then, be a good girl. Stop wriggling. And let me squish you. Alright. One. I love that. Even if I'm having the most horrible, stressful day, you always know what to do or say in order to make me smile. I love your eyes. They're beautiful. Not just because of the colour or the shape or feathery, soft, tickly lashes. No, it's more than that. It's the way they shine when you're excited. How wide they get when you're looking at something you care about. Steel in them. When you're determined, you have the most expressive eyes. You could lie through your teeth, but your eyes would give you away. Three. I love. I just love. Like I said, how determined you are to do well, be better. Proof that you're not satisfied with stasis, being average, just milling along, bumbling about, getting on with it. You're better than that. You know what you want. You work hard to get it. You work a little too hard sometimes. And that's why you need people like me to slow you down when you're running too fast, when you're at risk of burning yourself out. That's it, sweetie. Just relax. Close your eyes. Let them get heavy. You don't have to think about anything but the sound of my voice. Just focus on breathing softly. Letting all of that tension from today just melt. Safe and sound. That's what's important to me. Now, where was I? I love how much you care about the people closest to you. Their well-being, the happiness. How you stick up for those that mean something to you. I love your smile, your lips. How those lips can be so sexy. Be the subject of so many fantasies, and yet in the next moment, so sweet, little butterfly kisses. I think about those lips and all of the smart, insightful, kind words those lips make. You really are just the whole package. And I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I really. Sweet dreams, Angel, and I will see you in the morning. And don't even think about getting up before my alarm to go back on your laptop. If you do, I'll know. And then all you'll get is tickles. No kisses. Kiss embargo for the foreseeable future.